Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news from this morning, the new musical Illinois, currently playing a sold-out run at the Park Avenue Armory, is making a quick transfer downtown to Broadway, right at the tail end of the current season. Opening night is scheduled for April 24th at the St. James Theater. They will bypass a traditional preview period and run through August 10th. Illinois is adapted from indie composer Sufjan Stevens' 2005 concept album Illinois. It is a 90-minute, dialogue-free, impressionistic ensemble dance piece which follows a group of hikers who gather around a campfire and tell their life stories. Per the New York Times, it ultimately focuses on the life of a man who is finding his way while confronting grief. The Park Avenue run has been greeted with critical praise, and the show is expected to be in heavy contention for Best Musical at the Tony Awards in mid-June. Illinois features a story by Jackie Sibley's Drury and Justin Peck. Peck also choreographs and directs. The show boasts an 18-person cast, complemented by 11 live musicians and 3 vocalists running through Stevens' album in its entirety. Illinois is capitalized for $6.5 million, according to Broadway Journal. The lead producers include Oren Wolf and Greg Nobile, whose company Seaview is also attached this spring to Lempicka and Stereophonic. Tickets are now on sale at illinoisonstage.com. Her time has finally arrived. Lempicka begins Broadway previews tonight at the Long Acre Theater after nearly 15 years in development. The pop rock musical, a historical epic, chronicles the tumultuous life of the Art Deco painter Tamara de Lempicka. Eden Espinosa plays Lempicka. The principal cast also includes Amber Iman, Andrew Samonsky, George Abood, Natalie Joy Johnson, Zoe Glick, Nathaniel Stampley, and Beth Level. Lempicka features a score and book by Matt Gold and Carson Kreitzer, choreography by Raja Feather Kelly, and direction by Rachel Chavkin. Opening night is April 14th. Right across the street from there, Hadestown welcomes 2 new principals, the father-daughter duo John John and Issa Briones. They assume the roles of Hermes and Eurydice, respectively, taking over for Lilius White and Lola Tung, who played their final performance on Sunday. Hadestown continues at the Walter Kerr Theater. Six will welcome a familiar face to its Broadway queendom next month. Yana Laurel Glover hops on as an alternate after serving that same role in the still-running Second National Touring Company. Glover, who will be making her Broadway debut, will also be the Broadway cast's next dance captain. Catch Six in New York right now at the Lena Horne Theater. Last night, a hotly anticipated revival of An Enemy of the People officially opened at the Circle in the Square Theater, led by Jeremy Strong and Michael Imperioli. Strong plays a Norwegian physician who becomes a pariah in his community when he divulges that the town's water has been contaminated. Reviews were mostly positive, including a critic's pick designation from the New York Times, who pointed out Strong's eerily reminiscent echo of Dr. Anthony Fauci in 2020. Chief theater critic Jesse Green built on this by saying the issues and characters in the play are contemporary, doppelgangers of our own vicious demagogues, cowed editors, greasy both-sidesists, and defanged idealists. An Enemy of the People runs through June 16th. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just released for the week ending March 17th. Spring Breakers gave the main stem a big-time boost as it has now escaped the winter doldrums. Nearly all of the 25 currently running shows saw a notable uptick. In its first full week at the Nederlander Theater, the revival of Tommy took in over 890,000 over 7 previews, playing to just around 90% capacity audiences. The Outsiders played its first preview on Saturday night at the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater. The new musical, based on S.E. Hinton's seminal young adult novel of the same name, grossed almost $150,000, selling out the house for just one night so far. Opening night is April 11th. In its final full week before opening night on the 21st, Water for Elephants made close to $900,000 over a full 8 shows, playing to 94% capacity audiences at the Imperial Theater. 2 of the shows that saw their grosses drop a bit last week were An Enemy of the People and The Notebook, which is understandable because they both officially opened. Many comps were provided and seats held for critics, journalists, and other influencers. 13 of the 25 shows hit seven figures, with 21 of them playing to at least 90% of their seats filled. And that's Inside the District for today and for this week. The next episode will be coming your way on Monday, March 25th. Have a safe and enjoyable rest of your week. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.